Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here from goldenblack.com, live once again. I guess this is recorded, so I'm not live. I shouldn't say live. Here in the old home office where the magic happens, you're probably aware by now Purdue landed another 2022 commitment today for basketball. Jameel Brown from the Haverford School outside of Philadelphia. He's from North Philadelphia. Just committed to the Boilermakers tonight, very early, obviously. Just wanted to share a couple of thoughts on him real quick in this little, goldenblack.com simulcast, as we're calling them, to put on a variety of different platforms. This is brought to you by our friends at the Purdue Union Club Hotel. If you're looking for somewhere to stay next time you come to campus, if you're looking for somewhere to sleep tonight, often the position I find myself in, keep them in mind. Newly renovated, state-of-the-art, just awesome. Keep in mind the Purdue Union Club Hotel, please. Jameel Brown, once again, commits to Purdue tonight. This actually occurred some time ago, I believe. It was a matter of producing a video, I think. It's almost always the holdup. There's always a video involved. But it was a good video, and it was a cool thing that he did, bringing a projector, TV, whatever it was, out into the street, having his friends and people in his neighborhood come watch. It was a pretty neat thing that he streamed live on Instagram. Jameel Brown is a 6'4"-ish, I believe, guard. Rivals.com has him listed at 6'2". I'm not sure where that came from. That might be old. Everything I understand is he's 6'4"-ish. I've heard him compared favorably to Etuan Moore, kind of a bigger guard with a little bit of game to him, in the sense that he's a guy who can score for you.
Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here, do a lot of different things.
Live once again.
Good size,
I guess this is recorded, so I'm not
like.
Live. I shouldn't say live.
Hard to
here
know.
In the old home office,
my
where the magic happens.
I've never seen him play.
I hate
probably aware.
I don't get to see guys
now
play
Purdue
before they commit
landed
to Purdue,
another 2022 commit.
They commit to Purdue,
today
and
for
I can't
tell you what I've seen
Brown
with my own two eyes
from the Haverford School.
That's the nature of
Philadelphia. He's from North Philadelphia.
College coaches didn't see any of these players either.
Just
so,
committed to the Boilermakers tonight, very early, obviously.
They've seen, obviously,
Purdue has seen share a couple of
Jameel Brown, as did the
thoughts
the
on him real quick and
this
little,
generally,
I guess,
saying
across the
country.com,
you know, there weren't a whole lot of recalling them
players
to put on a variety
summer.
Of there weren't a whole lot of opportunities.
Different
platforms.
Jameel Brown
was brought to you by our friends
Rick
at the Purdue
early on
Club
in the season.
I think missed all but a couple of games
somewhere to stay next time you come
to campus. But what Purdue's getting in Jameel
Brown for somewhere to sleep
again, a versatile, often the position
big guard
myself in, who can do a lot of different things.
And I think, you know,
Purdue's combo guard
crazy.
They just
state
are,
of the art.
I think
just awesome.
I think
keep
Matt
in mind the
Purdue loves
Union
combo guards.
Hotel,
I think a lot of coaches.
Jameel Brown loves combo guard because
you like to
Purdue
have multiple.
Tonight,
you like to have
actually
versatility, interchangeability,
but you also like to have
producing a video. I think
lots of multiple
almost
decision
makers
always
and ball handlers
always
a video together. But
it was a good video and it was a cool thing that he
did. Guard type players.
A projector
on the floor
TV
together
was
that's a pretty
out into the street,
pretty nice
little
friend
has
in
terms
of people
in the basketball
in neighborhood come watch,
you know,
it
things
was
like
a pretty
that.
Neat
being
thing
able
that
to guard
a lot
on Instagram.
Jameel Brown is kind of like out of the Eric Hunter
4-ish, I believe.
He's kind of like a two guard, but he
guard
can play point guard. He's got the skill set to do
Rivals.com has him listed at 6'2". I'm not sure where that came
what
from.
What Etuan Moore was at Purdue, he was a straight up shooting guard.
I understand he gets the NBA and he plays a lot of
4-ish.
So that's what
I've heard
him player
compare
favorably
is
getting
Etuan
Moore.
Brown.
Kind of a
I think that's also the sort of player
guard with a little bit
Fletcher
of lawyer
game
to
him,
in
the
sense
that
he's
a guy who can
be
score for you.
There, but
guy who can do a lot of
guys
different things
have for you with good size, good length,
kind of close that gap a little bit.
Hard to know. From my perspective, I've never seen him play.
I hate a whole lot of dribble drive type
guys play before they commit to Purdue because then the day comes they commit to Purdue, and I can't tell you what I've seen with my own two eyes.
Being a reasonably
but that's
good
the
ball
handler
beast this
year.
Covet decision making and
college coaches
basketball
seen
and making play
right
either.
Basketball plays more than anything. So
they've
when you have a guy who can be a
scorer,
seen
what
do
they
need to see from Jameel
go
Brown
out there
to
do
that
for
you and
provide
more
scoring,
generally
more shooting,
saying across the country.
And also provide
you
all
there weren't a whole lot of
offensive
players
type stuff
this summer. There weren't a whole lot of opportunities to see Jameel Brown decision makers because he hurt his wrist.
All the better.
And early on in the season,
I think
he missed
a couple of games.
Fletcher Lawyer and
But what Purdue's getting in Jameel Brown is, but I think again, Brown specifically is probably
big guard, two or wing,
who can do a lot of different things.
Fill in, I think, one, probably,
you know, Purdue's combo guards, crazy. They just are.
Truth be told, I think Matt Painter,
that kind of versatility
loves
really
combo guards. I think a lot of coaches really understand
combo guards.
He's got some game like to have multiple.
He's good off the dribble. He's crafty.
We like to have versatility, interchangeability.
So is Fletcher Lawyer.
Also liking up a lot of offensive savvy in this class thus far. Based on what I understand,
multiple decision makers
have
ball handlers
play
on the floor together.
There's not a whole lot of video of him.
Anytime
there,
can have
for multiple
reasons,
point guard
type
players.
Summer,
nor did anyone else
on
really
the floor together.
And at high level events, anyway,
a pretty nice luxury to have
his
technical
basketball
due to
things like that.
Purdue's off to a great start here.
Positions,
and when I say they're off to a great start,
Jameel Brown is
kind of
like out
of
the Eric Hunter mold, where
he's
kind of like
a
two guard, but he can play four
man class.
He's not just
start
to
either.
You're situation here where
you look at what
he was at Purdue,
he was a
scholarship
shooting guard,
and then he gets
to the
NBA,
very good
shape
in another
2022.
So that's what
the sort of player I think Purdue is getting. Jameel
Brown, I think that's also
the
sort of player
they
ended up getting
where you
got
to shut this down.
I think he can play point guard.
You have to be
real,
too.
You have to be
really
picky.
There's
going to
be some barriers there, but
that's probably going to have
guys
have time to
kind of
close
that
gap.
A little
size
bit
in this class too, because
Purdue
doesn't
demand
if this
know,
gets to four or five players,
a whole lot of dribble drive.
Anytime
this
class
is
that
big,
position
that
they require
decision
making.
The flying ointment
here
is whether or not any seniors want to come back.
Being a reasonably good ball handler,
the oversigning thing because of the transfer,
decision making,
taking care of the basketball and making the right basketball plays,
kind of flying the ointment here
too.
So when you have a
guy,
so
the scholarship
numbers
are going to
move
around,
provide
there and do that for.
I'm going with
provide
more scoring,
has
available
shooting
paper.
But also provide
gets
all
to
of
four,
the offensive
and you hit three here,
type stuff that you want
should
from
things
your,
happen
your
the way they might,
and decision makers,
you have to shut this down
all the
better
because
anytime
you have a big, you know, kind of a Purdue season, both
you have
Fletcher
a big class
Lord
like this,
you need a little bit of
Jameel Brown
right now. Purdue doesn't have
but
a big
I
guy.
Think Brown specifically is probably
next guy who I think would be a possibility
wing
for early commitment
for
who can fill in as
more
one,
probably more
play all three positions,
kind of a combo forward.
Truth be told,
type of guy in Canada
should that
really
realize.
He's a good shooter from everything I understand.
But he's
got
some
game
size
too, so
he's good off the dribble. He's crafty.
If this occurs, you will have
kind
three
of
scholarships.
Like
so is Fletcher Lawyer
out of
picking
four,
up a lot
so
of offensive
to hold on
this class thus far
for a big guy.
Based
but
on what I understand,
if this materializes
again,
the way
it seems
like
it
might,
there's
for
not
Purdue,
a lot of video
of
who's going to
have
a blockbuster
for obvious reasons.
He didn't play this summer.
Off to a hell of a
start.
I think Fletcher Lawyer is better than events anyway, and he missed
a lot of
his top 100 type
player.
Jameel Brown right now is 105.
Purdue's off to a great start here.
That
when
makes
I say they're
off
top
a great start,
caliber
two
player
commitments toward a,
you know, both toward one
of them, I
could
think
be
end up as
four-star
four type man
class.
It's not just
kind of
starting.
Thing. You're
both of them, I think,
where
we're very highly recruited
players.
Couple had they
closing
out across the
process
to go beyond,
you know, I think Purdue's in very good shape with another 2022.
So just, you know, Purdue's in a really good spot right now
recruiting.
I think for a lot of reasons that one pops, you know, all of a sudden you're sitting here in a position where you got
to
shut this down.
200 platforms.
You have to be, real,
you have to be really
picky
Purdue's
on the last guy you take.
That's probably going to have to be a front court player.
Stability.
Purdue's going to have to
get
some
size
in this class
too,
because anytime your class is this
big,
it's going to be a consistent.
This gets
into four or five
successful program.
Anytime
the class is
that
big,
his longevity,
and
he's
again,
benefiting from a
the flying the ointment here is whether or not any seniors
really, really strong reputation in the business.
The oversigning thing because of the transfer
enough network
around the country
is a real his name. People know of him.
People
kind of sliding
him
in
here
too,
you know. Suddenly,
so the scholarship numbers are going
to
move around.
When it gets
probably
to that.
I'm going with four
because
that's
talking
what
has available on
paper.
Decision.
If this gets to four,
their opinion
and
to
you hit
three
here,
a favorable one.
Should things happen the way they might,
10 years ago, it was
you have to
like
shut this down
for
a while because anytime you have a
big,
I think that
you have a big
class like this,
you need a little bit of everything.
And right now,
great
longevity
guy,
great
consistency with the program.
The next guy who I think would be a possibility for
his comfortable in his own
skin
is
a coach.
Wing.
I think he's
got
a great recruiting staff, probably
the combo forward
staff at Purdue
type of guy. And Cameron Heidi
should
that
materialize.
But
and you got to have some size. So you have if this occurs, you will have three scholarships
more
spoken for out of
skin,
so you have to
hold
on
his personality really
for a big
out
guy. But
he's always been really
if
good.
If this materializes,
always the way
it
seems
really
like it might
for
Purdue,
you know.
But
now
that
a lot of
these other things
have
fallen
into place,
you know, Purdue's had a couple
off to a hell of a start.
I think Fletcher Lawyer is better than his rankings.
At least one memorable NCAA tournament
top 100
Big Ten
title.
Jameel Brown
very recently,
5th nationally on Rivals.
You know,
that stuff matters
to
me.
Top
100
caliber
player,
just consistency.
You know, both stability.
I think
will end up as 4-star type of
recruits
if you're into that kind of thing.
As
both of them, I think, would have been very highly recruited
players
had they allowed
the process
in front of everyone else on players
base. because they put a lot of work into it.
Purdue's in a really good spot right now in recruiting.
Now, I think for a lot of reasons,
cachet in recruiting that, you know, I've talked about this ad nauseum.
Coming strong initially,
200 platforms,
is, but increasingly enough benefiting
to get a kid to decide right away.
And I think this 2022 class is more inclined.
People know who they're
really too, because you have a situation where
Purdue transfers could be all in place,
consistently taking up scholarships,
seniors could be coming back,
benefiting from his longevity
starting in 2022,
taking up the scholarships that have already been offered, strong reputation in the business.
So some of these guys might have some real impetus to want to sign around the country,
but this is also the continuation of him.
Jaden Ivey committed
before
the
process even started.
Suddenly Purdue's to the point now where
committed to Purdue before
he could have gone into the official visit phase with talking to a player,
had a national offer.
This has been their opinion.
Caleb first back to
a favorable one.
Committed long before he had to.
This has been a trend here,
more like what's Purdue.
That's not big time enough.
Identifying Purdue,
I think
much earlier is just, hey, that's what I want,
and they are jumping at it.
Great longevity and great consistency.
Speaks volumes about
the strength Matt Painter's program and the job that
is comfortable in his own skin
as a coach.
I think he's got a great driving staff, probably his best recruiting staff.
That's what I got from,
you know, all due respect to Jameel Brown.
The four-star recruit from Haverford School outside of Philadelphia.
I think as
he's actually from North Philadelphia,
kind of become,
he's not saying
more comfortable in his skin. As a
so anyway, that's what I got.
His personality
has
been
your goldenblack.com.
He's always been really good kids.
He's always been simulcast
recruits.
It's been brought to you by
now that Purdue,
a lot of these other
hotels,
once again, if you're late,
you know,
please
have
a stay
next time you come to
campus,
or you just look for somewhere to sleep tonight.
At least
like
one
memorable NCAA tournament.
Very often have won a Big Ten
please
title.
Please keep them in mind.
Here very recently,
hotel.
And that stuff, you know,
thanks a lot, everybody.
That stuff matters,
again,
too, but I think it really boils down to just consistency, stability, and the job this staff is doing, the job Matt Painter's doing as a recruiter. I think that Purdue's always done a good job getting out in front of everyone else on players. Because they put a lot of work into it, and I think now Purdue's got enough cachet in recruiting that coming strong initially is increasingly enough to get a kid to decide right away. And I think this 2022 class is more inclined to decide early too, because you have a situation brewing where transfers could be all over the place, taking up scholarships, seniors could be coming back starting in 2022. Taking up the scholarships that have already been offered to these high school juniors. So some of these guys might have some real impetus to want to decide right away. But this is also the continuation of a Purdue trend. Jaden Ivey committed before the process even started. Ethan Morton committed to Purdue before he could have gone into the official visit phase with his recruitment, had a national offer list. This has been, you know, obviously Caleb first back in March, committed long before he had to. This has been a trend here lately where prospects are identifying Purdue much earlier as, hey, that's what I want, and they are jumping at it. And that speaks volumes about the strength of Purdue's program and the job that the coaches are doing driving it. So that's what I got from, you know, the commitment of Jameel Brown, the four-star recruit from Haverford School outside of Philadelphia. He's actually from North Philadelphia, so he's not from Haverford or anything like that. So anyway, that's what I got. This has been your goldenblack.com, I guess, simulcast. It's been brought to you by our friends at the Purdue Union Club Hotel. Once again, if you're looking for a place to stay next time you come to campus, or you're just looking for somewhere to sleep tonight, like I very often am, please keep them in mind. PurdueUnionClubHotel.com. Thanks a lot, everybody. We'll talk to you again very soon.